Just weeks after the largest wildfire in California history, the area is now dealing with rain, which has made the ground susceptible to mudslides and flooding in the Montecito area. 13 people are dead. A number are still missing. Joining me now with an update is Lance Orozco, news director at KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California. That's in Ventura County. Lance, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Well, good morning. Unfortunately, the news has gotten even worse. It's now up to 15 dead. And
wow.
The concern is the searchers have been going through debris all night long, and they say they hope they don't find more bodies, but they are pretty sure that they're going to find even more at this point.
What area of Southern California have these mudslides mainly been happening in?
Well, there have been slides in a couple of areas. You've heard about ones in Burbank and some other areas of the San Fernando Valley, but this big one that's caused the fatalities is in Montecito, which is right next to Santa Barbara. And Montecito, I think, is best known to people outside of Southern California as the home of Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres, and stars like Rob Lowe has a house here, and Jeff Bridges has a house here. So these are very upscale. These are mansions that are basically in the foothills of some beautiful mountains near Santa Barbara.
How much worse did the wildfires make this situation? Obviously, you know, a lot of vegetation is probably gone that burned in those fires. Is it fair to say that the wildfires have led to these mudslides?
Oh, I think that's completely accurate. You're looking at basically, and I'm standing at the base of the mountains right now, and the mountains are completely stripped bare. And one firefighter told me last week, he said, normally if it rained at the top of that mountain, which is 6 miles from the top of the mountain to the ocean, it would take a day for that rainfall to get from that mountain, that 6 miles to the ocean. It will now happen in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened yesterday.
Has travel been affected? I mean, obviously people have been evacuated. I mean, I guess how is day-to-day life sort of being affected by this storm, which is bringing this rain?
Well, the storm has cleared out, and it's actually sunny. In fact, if you looked in certain directions, you wouldn't even know something was going on here. But travel between right now between Los Angeles and San Francisco is disrupted. This is the main coastal highway, and you can't get through. It's completely blocked off, so people have to take an inland detour, which adds about 3 or 4 hours to the trip.
What's the sentiment there? I mean, this has been a lot for folks in Southern California to be dealing with these fires, and now right on top of it, you know, this rain and these mudslides. How are people holding up?
You know what? People are in shock here because we've had a brush fire, which technically is not fully contained yet. The Thomas Fire, largest in the state's history, as you mentioned, 92% contained. A lot of people here in Montecito were evacuated for a 2-week stretch. Then they come back in, they get these new evacuation orders. And a lot of people, I think, were shell-shocked and overwhelmed by the past evacuations because they couldn't see fire, they couldn't see flame. They said, we're not going to leave. And only a small percentage of people actually left, even though there were evacuation orders in place on Monday and the storm hit Tuesday.
And certainly this is a difficult situation. I mean, certainly California, like Arizona, needs the rain. It needs the precipitation, but probably not like this.
Not like this. And again, firefighters had told us, they said, if we'd gotten the 2 or 2.5 inches of rain that we got in this area over a 12-hour period, it would have been fine. But what happened was we ended up getting about a half inch of rain during a 15-minute period, and that led to the catastrophic flooding.
All right. That's Lance Orozco, news director at KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California, in Ventura County. Lance, thanks as always for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.